Ezekiel chapter 40. In the 25th year of our exile, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city was struck down, on that very day, the hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me there. In visions of God, he brought me to the land of Israel and set me down on a very high mountain. On the south side, there was a structure that resembled a city. When he brought me there, I saw a man who looked as if he were made of bronze. In his hand, he had a linen cord and a measuring rod. He was standing by the gatehouse. The man said to me, "Son of man, watch carefully, listen carefully, and pay attention to everything that I'm about to show you, because you were brought here so that I could show it to you. Report everything you see to the house of Israel." I saw a wall all the way around the temple compound. In the man's hand was the measuring rod, 6 cubits long, using the long cubit. When he measured the thickness of the structure, it was 1 rod thick, and its height was 1 rod. Then he approached the gatehouse that was on the east side of the temple compound and went up its steps. He measured the threshold of the gate. It was 1 rod deep. Each guard room was 1 rod wide and 1 rod deep. Between the guard rooms, the walls were 5 cubits thick, and the threshold of the gate of the vestibule on the inner side of the gatehouse was 1 rod deep. He measured the vestibule on the inner side of the gatehouse. It was 1 rod. He measured the vestibule of the gatehouse, which was 8 cubits, and its gateposts were 2 cubits. The vestibule of the gatehouse was located at the inner end of the gateway. Inside the east gatehouse, there were 3 guard rooms on either side of the entry. All 3 were the same size, and the gateposts on either side were also the same size. Then he measured the width of the entry into the gateway. It was 10 cubits, and the length of the gateway was 13 cubits. There was a barrier in front of the guard rooms, 1 cubit wide, on both sides of the passage. Each guard room was 6 cubits square. Next, he measured the passageway through the gatehouse from the outside edge of the ceiling of 1 guard room to the outside edge of the ceiling opposite it. The total width was 25 cubits. The doorways to the guard rooms were facing each other on each side of the passageway. He determined that the measurement of the gateposts was 60 cubits, and the courtyard all around the gateway reached to the gateposts. From the front of the outer entrance of the gateway to the outside edge of the vestibule on the inner side of the gateway was 50 cubits. The guard rooms and their doorposts had openings on all sides. The openings were slits that were narrower toward the inside of the gate, and likewise, the vestibule had openings that narrowed toward the inside all the way around. The doorposts had decorations like palm trees. Then he brought me into the outer courtyard. There were rooms and a pavement constructed all the way around the courtyard. 30 rooms faced the pavement. The pavement ran along the sides of the gates. The pavement was as wide as the length of the gatehouse. This was the lower pavement. He measured the width of the pavement from the inside edge of the outer gatehouse to the outside edge of the inner courtyard. It measured 100 cubits on the east and on the north sides of the temple. There was a gateway leading into the outer courtyard on the north side. The man measured its length and its width. Its guard rooms, 3 on each side, its gateposts, and its vestibule had the same measurements as the first gatehouse, 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. The entry, the vestibule, and its palm decorations also had the same measurements as those of the gatehouse facing east. From outside the temple compound, one could enter the gate by 7 steps. And the vestibule of the gateway was straight ahead at the inner end of the gateway. A gateway into the inner courtyard was opposite the outer gatehouse, the same as on the east side, and he measured from the outer gate to the inner one opposite it. The distance was 100 cubits. Next, he led me toward the south, and there also was a gatehouse on the south side of the temple compound. He measured its gateposts and its vestibule, and the measurements were like the others. It and its vestibule had openings all around like the openings of the others. Its length was 50 cubits, and its width was 25 cubits. It had 7 steps going up to it, and its vestibule was straight ahead of them at the opposite end of the gateway. and it had palm decorations on either side of its gateposts. The inner courtyard also had a gateway facing south. He measured from one gate to the other toward the south. It was 100 cubits. Then he brought me into the inner courtyard through its south gate. He measured this gatehouse on the south of the inner courtyard. Its measurements were like those of the previous gatehouses. Its guardrooms, gateposts, and vestibule had the same measurements as the others. Both the gatehouse and the vestibule had openings all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. There were vestibules on each side of the inner courtyard. They were 25 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The vestibule of the inner gatehouse faced the outer courtyard. There were palm decorations on its gateposts, and its stairway had 8 steps. Next, he brought me into the inner courtyard through the gate facing east. He measured the gatehouse, and its dimensions were the same as the others. Its guardrooms, gateposts, and vestibule were the same size as the others. It and its vestibule had openings all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. Its vestibule faced the outer court, and there were palm decorations on its gateposts on either side. Its stairs had 8 steps. Then he brought me to the north gatehouse and measured it. It had the same measurements as the others. This was also true of the guardrooms, its gateposts, and vestibule. It had openings all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. Its vestibule faced the outer courtyard, and there were palm decorations on its gateposts on either side. Its stairway had 8 steps. There was a room with a door next to the gateposts at each of the inner gateways where they washed the burnt offering. Inside the vestibule of the gateway on each side, there were 2 tables upon which to slaughter the whole burnt offering, the sin offering, and the restitution offering. Next to the outside wall of the vestibule, as one goes toward the entrance of the north gateway, there were 2 more tables. Next to the other outside wall of the vestibule of the gateway were 2 more tables. That is, there were 4 tables on one side and 4 on the other side of the gateway, 8 tables on which they were to slaughter the sacrifices. 4 more tables for the burnt offerings were made of hewn stone. They were 1.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide and 1 cubit high. On them they placed the instruments with which they slaughtered the burnt offering and the other sacrifices. Double-pronged hooks, each a handbreadth long, were fastened to the building all around. But the meat of the sacrifice was placed on the tables. Just outside of the inner gateway, in the inner courtyard, were 2 rooms, one beside the north gate, which faced south, and the other beside the south gate, which faced north. He said to me, "This room that faces south is for the priests who guard the temple, and the room that faces north is for the priests who guard the altar. They are descendants of Zadok, the only Levites who may approach the Lord to minister to him." Then he measured the courtyard. It was 100 cubits long and 100 cubits wide, a square. The altar was in front of the temple.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.